Welcome back to Musings of a Book Collector. This is what I hope to be a new series relating to the Svarim and the different topics and authors of literature relating to Masechtas Chulin. As I prepared, working on researching my episode on Masechtas Chulin, how it was learned throughout the ages, I realized that it's perhaps the Masechta most written about from a halachic standpoint. A large percentage of Yeridei is based on it. Kashrus is a central subject, and although certain aspects such as Shechita, Treifus, are encountered less often in daily life than in the past, they remain just as relevant today. Other areas such as Basar Chalav, Taruvus, Melicha, and the Simanim of animals and fish are likewise highly relevant. The literature on the Masechta and Yeridei more broadly is vast, so I decided to begin to explore it through both micro and macro lenses, zooming in and out through shorter episodes focused on the Svarim personalities and controversies that shaped its study. I hope to examine what the major issues were, what they still are, and what a Rav needs to know both when preparing to become a Paisik and after assuming the role as a Paisik or Rav. I also hope to explore how Psak took and takes place in practice. At times, I will connect the discussion to specific daf through these reflections. Now, these reflections are spontaneous, and I expect to return to many of these topics, figures, and Svarim over time. So the first topic relates to right away in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin, and that is what Tosfos brings down in Masechtas Chulin. Tosfos talks about after the Mishnah says he's commenting on the Mishnah. So if you don't learn anything more, and you don't learn the Gemaras or anything like that, you probably are wondering what's the din about a woman. So Tosfos right away addresses this and says, "Kasav b'hilchas Eretz Yisrael, the nashim lo yishchutu mipnei shadaitin kalos." So Tosfos brings down what's called Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says that they should not do Shechita. Now, Pasha Pshat, and that's what Tosfos understands, this Mishnah says, would imply that they can do Shechita. Now, the question of women doing Shechita or not, we will deal with Mirtz Hashem in another episode. Today, my first focus is to discuss, number one, what is this when it says Kasa Bilchas Eretz Yisrael? What's it referring to? And number two is the early works on Hilchas Shechita that we possibly have. Now, so there's a work from Rabbi Avram ben Agra that's in manuscript. And basically, the description of the work I would say is like this. There's the first Hebrew bibliographical work that we have that lists out all the Svarim out there that he saw in his time, including some manuscripts, is from Reb Shapsi Bas, otherwise more famous known for his work, the Sifsei Chachamim. So he has a work called Sifsei Yeshanim, and it's a list of bibliographical information of Svarim he saw that are out there. So over the years, different people wrote notes on their edition of the Sefer. One such person was Rav Avram ben Agra. And the notes have two parts. One is the first section is the Sifsei Yeshanim. He has comments on many aspects in the Sifsei Yeshanim. And then he has a second part. He attached a bunch of blank pages, which is a common thing done by many different people. And he had sort of like a card catalog of information in the Seder of the Aleph Beis on Svarim, information that he saw in general in different places. Now, he has an entry about Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Over there, in that entry, he says like this. He refers you to a rush in the first parak of Chulin, that the rush seems to bring down Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. And then he refers you to a rush in the eighth parak. And the rush in the eighth parak says, V'chei nimtza kasav b'hilchas Eretz Yisrael, something about Netilas Yadayim. Now, when he brings down what it says in the rush in Hilchas, in Parak Aleph, in Chulin, where he brings down Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, and then the rush says his opinion about the Sefer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, it would appear, is the same Hilchas Eretz Yisrael that our Tosfos is bringing down. And what does the rush say? The rush says, again, similar to what we briefly read with Taisis, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Kasav, the Nashim, about Shechita, if the women are kosher, so it says that in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, they're not. Why? Mnei Shadayten, Lo Yishchatu, Mnei Shadayten Kalis. Says the Rosh, Ve'in Hashas, Shalanu Savakein. And he proves that, okay. And then he says, and then he ends off, Ise Chacham Shekas of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, when he's referring to this Chacham, whoever this author, whoever this person is, Kas of Chumros Midaitoi. And then he brings another passage from whatever this Chibur Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is, and he also argues on that. So Bevram and Agra tells to another Rosh in Chulin, in Perek Beis. And it's interesting is that over the year, the Rosh is talking about a certain Tosefta, if we paskin like a certain Tosefta. And so it seems some people do, some people don't, and the Rosh sounds like he doesn't. The Rosh says interesting Lashon, which is obviously a very broad question in Tosefta, the usage of Tosefta, but he says, Mustava shakol Tosefta, shaloi nispashta, ad achar sidur hashas, lav samchi. Dem stama, kivin shiratza chacham las is chibur kaim,
that
they were aware of it, since they didn't bring it down. So that's why we don't pass like that Tosefta. That's what he says in Perek Beis. So the Rebbe Avraham ben Agra says that the same thing would be applicable. And that's what the Rosh is saying over here. That there is a sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. It says whatever it says that Nashim cannot do shechita. He says no, and basically his lashon is cuts of chumras midaitoi. Now, we'll see more if other Rishonim say that specifically about this case of Nashim. But right now, that is what the Rosh says. So it's clear so far we have a Taisis and we have a Rosh that both say there's something known as Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, possibility number one is what is this Hilchos Eretz Yisrael? So later on, Rabbi Avraham ben Agra, in that same work, he says, I have an addition to it, and he says maybe it's referring to the Rosh in a few different places has something called Hilchos Shebein Eretz Yisrael Ubavel. So maybe it's that. What is Rabbi Avraham ben Agra referring to? So, in his Rav Palim, towards the end, he talks Arichos about a chibur called Hilchos Ben Eretz Yisrael Ubavel. This work is published for the first time in the back of the Yamshel Shleima. There were people that thought the Yamshel Shleima wrote it, and it's basically a long list of materials that Eretz Yisrael held one way and Bavel held another way. So maybe, now, that work that we have has X amount of differences, so it could be that there was much more, and one of them would be what this Rosh is bringing down, just like the Rosh in Avodah Zarah brings down Hilchos Ben Eretz Yisrael, he's referring to that, so that's what he's referring to also over here with Shechita, that there was in Hilchos, in that Chibur, Chilukim Ben Eretz Yisrael Bavel, such a piece. Okay. Possibility, it's not clear if Rabbi Avraham ben Agra goes with this because later on he does when he talks about it by Richos in his Rav Palam about the Sefer Chilukim ben Bavel Eretz Yisrael, he does not include it. He doesn't include this story of the Shechita. Okay, I'm not sure when he wrote Rav Palam exactly comparing to these notes in this card catalog. Okay, but that doesn't make a difference for us right now. But the point is that he's throwing out such a possibility. Okay. Now, Lemaisa, we have a lot of literature about that, about this Sefer, known as the Chilukim, and I'm not going to go into the topic of the Chilukim right now. It could be we'll come to it a different time, but basically, just most recently, this past year, was published a work called, it's HaChilukim, Makro Becheker HaChilukim, from Ramesh Tzvivider, and he collects basically the edition of Bab Levine of the Eitz Chilufa Menhagim and some various other articles from Zavalkin, Professor Dr. Fuchs, Rabbi Dubovic, and he has materials from Rabbi Yaakov Shor, including some new manuscript information that he found from Rabbi Yaakov Shor relating to the Sefer Chilukim in his, and he publishes it. Okay. But Lamaisa, it doesn't seem that if Rabbi Avraham ben Agra holds this as a possibility, it doesn't sound like anyone else assumes that that's what's going on, and that's the makar of, let's say, the Rosh, and more importantly for us, also the Taisis. Okay. Now, so who is it, possibly? So, As I'm fond of quoting always, we open up the Shein Hagdolim of the Chida. Entry number Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and what do we find over there? He says like this: Shemaskirim Hatoisis VaRash Reish Chulin Hin Hilchos Shechiber Chacham Echa Midinim Shaamar Elder Hadani Sheba Meyaseres Hashvatim Bimea Gainim. Okay, so basically, is that what Toisis and the Rush are referring to? Is a chibur known as halachas that. Now we have to medayik in his language. He says, "Shachacham echam midim shamar elder adoni sheba meyasar sheshvatim bimeyagaynim." Okay. He points to a shultig yibayrim, a crazy aplacy, and he says, "I also speak somewhat about this in the machzik bracha." Okay. So what the crazy aplacy and the machzik bracha talk about, we'll see a different time. Now, if you return in the back of the Gemara. By the Ran, the Shulti Gibayrim has a whole Arichos. Before we get to the Shulti Gibayrim, it's Kedai ready to go and tell you about the Mordechai. Vashteit the Mordechai, Mamish in the first pieces in Masechta School, and he says, Kasav Rabbeinu Baruch, Reisi Kasav, Behilcha Shchita, Shehivi Rabbi Eldad ben Machli Haba Me'asaris HaShvatim, Amar Yeshua Mipi Moishe Mipi Agvura, Kol HaZaveich HaShem, Eni Yedei Hilcha Shchita, Asur Lecho Mishchitas V'chulu. Okay, he has a whole arichus about from a chibur. Now, note the chibur; it's no longer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. It's called a chibur from Elder Hadani. And fine, and has different aspects, of, including a woman not shechting. The Mardechai also his conclusion is. He says, "V'chumra ba'almuhu kol eil advar v'loy nariyin kavase." Not whatever he brings, which we'll see, Meretz Hashem more. But the point is, whatever he says about women, we don't pass like that. So, but the point is that he is telling us the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, which is really what the Chida is alluding to, says straight up that there's something called Eldad Hadani. Okay. And as I said, the Chida already quotes, you look in the Shulti Gibayrim, has Arichos over here, and the Shulti Gibayrim, the first ice in by the Ran, says, Bilchot Zer Sitzrol Kaza, Dein Asher Shaychlis, Nei Shadayt Ben Kala, and so Aleim Atoises, V'arash, Asig Aleim, V'kazu V'achichu, Dei Choylis Lishchoy, Tachatkila, they could, and the Ran also goes like this, And he says the kama yisurim yesh kegoy nikur chile v'gid anashich yitzman the same chinal anashim shaper b'chol makom sheish ishbe iser yadua then yichalus litlois shamaloy kan iser samchinale we rely on them as eskim kol apayskim lishi yichalus shkayt chatchila imhi mumcha and then he brings the Mordechai also he's mayrich about this okay and we'll get back to more aspects from the Shulti Gibayrim a different time okay so now basically. Between the Chida, the Shulti Gibayrim, and already the Mordechai, we're getting to tell us that there's something else going on over here, that there's something known as a Elder Hadani, a story of Elder Hadani, and that story of Elder Hadani is going to help us understand what was going on, and that's the makar, possibly why women would not be able to do Shechita. Okay, so now, but one point before we get to the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is it clear that Hilchos Eretz Yisrael and Elder Adoni are the same thing. I mean, to say, who said that, the Mordechai is clearly saying that there's something Elder Adoni, and in this, whatever Elder Adoni over there talks about, it talks about women not being able to shecht, but who said that that's the same as Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, which is what the Chida is saying, it is the same. Maybe they're two different things. Okay, just throwing that out there. So first, we digress for a few minutes, and we see what it is that we have from Eldad Hadani. Okay, so now, basically, everyone's familiar with that there's a story, the story of Asaras HaShvatim, the Sambatian, and all these different, a whole vast literature about Asaras HaShvatim. What is one of the main primary sources of what goes on, what about life, at least way back amongst Asaras HaShvatim, what goes on over there? What's one of the prime, I would say, sources that we have is Sefer Eldad Hadani. Now, Eldad Hadani was a very, very popular story, and it was found everywhere at least the many versions of the story, like many times once a story is set over, a lot of times things get added on. But it was a small sefer that people had. It was very popular because people were very into the topic of Aseres HaShvatim, which is not a topic that we'll be going through right now, maybe a different time. But basically, L'mashal, Reb Pinchas Katz in Ellenbogen, we have a listing of his library, a person that I devoted an episode in my episodes behind the paywall about his fascinating autobiography. So far, I recorded one such episode. Meretz Hashem will do more. But the point is, in the introduction of the autobiography, there's a listing of, he wrote out a whole list of his library, and also to handle ice, what goes with Yerusha, who should get what. So over there, it shows that he had this small little sefer called Eldar Adani. Okay, what's in the Sefer Eldar Adani? So basically is the ancient city Qayran. Qayran. Okay, I'm saying it wrong. I give up. Okay, basically like this. They got a visitor, a fellow saying his name is Eldar Adani, and he comes and claims that I'm from the Aseres HaShvatim. And he tells them Aganza Maisa Barichus about what happens, what life amongst us people of Aseres HaShvatim. And then, what's Nageya for us, is he gives them a whole Arichus of Hilchas Shechita and Treifus, he tells them. Okay? Now, when is this taking place? That's what's part of what's incredible. Basically, in the year 884. That's a long time ago. He comes in. Now, interesting, we'll see about this also. He speaks only some form of Ivrit, not necessarily the Ivrit that they spoke back then. Let me say the Hebrew language, not the Ivrit that we're familiar with. And he's telling them all different things, and he tells them this. So the Shaila was, the Yidden wanted to know, it's very interesting what he's telling us. Is there any substance to the aspects of A, the Aseres HaShvatim, and B, the halachas he's saying over on Hilchos Shechita and Treifus? Now, what do? They end up writing a tshuva, a sheila, to the great Rav Tzemach Goyin at the time. What is it reliable? What's the story about this story with Eldar Adani that he's telling us this fascinating story and everything like this? Now, the story of Eldar Adani, as I said, there's a lot of different. It's found in lots of literature. From the prime source that even till today is the place, the address that I recommend always, at least to get your understanding of what the story is, and the text of Eldar Adani is from a work from Avram Epstein. Avram Epstein publishes in 1891 the Sefer Eldar Adani, based on numerous editions that he collected from rare prints and manuscripts. He included in this the various versions of the story, I mean to say the Aseres HaShvatim chelik, and he also is concerned with the halacha chelik, and that he divides. So he has, he publishes something like 12 versions of the story, there probably could be as much more, and then he has four versions of the halachas that you say they're found in different manuscripts and early prints, and then he analyzes all aspects of the story and all aspects of the halacha based on the literature that was known to him by the time 1891 was around, which Goyim did he have, and a vast literature of different things, and then through this he tries to come up with his theories about what the story of this Eldar Adani, is it authentic? Was he just a one big bluffer? And it's a fascinating read to learn through, and especially it comes up in various places in Maseches Chulin, Chibur of Eldar Adani, the Shechita, the Treifus, the different aspects, and what we'll see is that different Rishonim, at least they're well aware of what it says in Eldar Adani's, the halachas that he said over. So now, he basically claimed that they're constantly at war. And who goes to war, he talks about. And L'mashal, they did not have Megillas Esther. They didn't lay in the Megillah because they were not involved with the Nase of Purim. Basically, they described her tzemach, his vrit, that he doesn't know about the Gemara. Now, what's significant is, whatever he said over, was he would say over, it would be from Kach lamadnu mipi Yeshua, mipi Moshe, mipi Agvura. And we had a lot of different Hilchos Isra v'Heter. Now, so what the problem was, these Yidden, what they were hearing from El Adoni, it wasn't like he was saying most ridiculous things in Hilchos Isra v'Heter, and that's what they wanted to know, is there any substance to that? And Bechlal, what is the Goyin, Rav Tzemach Goyin, say about the story of Aseres HaShvatim? But he's saying, he also told him about Sambatyon, and the resting on Shabbos, and all the different things that people have heard over the years about Aseres HaShvatim are could be found in the different eschoys of this story. Now, okay, so Rav Tzemach said that Bechlal about Aseres HaShvatim, it's definitely there's truth behind it. That we find that there's a different mission. He's saying different halachas. Also, it's possible. He says an interesting thing. Just like we said, we find in the different Gemaras, we say Chachmei Bavel versus Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, that Talmidim halalu amrim tam achad, halalu amrim tam echad, different reasons. K'mo shnei chacham hayoshim lavin b'mikra b'mishnah, zener lo tam echad, v'zener lo tam achad, afil b'mikra yishen kvum because of yeshinu ben bein Bavel Eretz Yisrael b'chaseres v'yaseres, p'suchos v'stumlois, v'pisuk tam v'yaseres, b'chitur ha'psukim, v'kol shakein ha'mishnah shudavar m'susim, amuk miyachleinu. So it's very possible there could be different Messiahs and like that. Now, so he does not, so the point is that he, in the story part, as far as how Epstein brings it down, he does not say, Tzemach's answer to them is, he does not dismiss that it's not Shayach and it's baloney and you guys were duped by this fake person. Now, then, when you get to the halacha part, so they say over and they discuss, they ask them the different halachas, and now, so one of those halachas, at least in one of the versions, is what about the shechita from a woman? It's not good. Also, not good enough to be a gadol, you have to be 18. Okay, and this is found in one of the halacha collections of the Elder Hadani, actually in a manuscript. Now, the printed version, this is what's interesting, is the printed version of Hilchus Eretz Yisrael of Elder Hadani, Hilchus Eretz Yisrael of Elder Hadani, whatever we'll call it, does not have what Tysus brings down in the name of Hilchus Eretz Yisrael, or what the Mordechai brings down, which is our aspect of Shechita. But there is such a Nusach. Okay. Now, just to conclude for now, as follows. So there's a story. And we find that there's Hilchos Shechita and Treifas in this story and everything. And we find even in some Nuschais the discussion of the women. Fine. So, but what does that have to do with Tysus? So, there's a theory that many say over the earliest imprint, or so he thought, was Yid Reb Yaakov Reifman, in a work published, Kol Mevaser, in 1859. So he suggests that Tysus is referring to this, and when it says Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it's a mistake. It's not Rosh HaTevis, it said Aleph Yud, the Rosh HaTevis. Someone interpreted it to be Eretz Yisrael, but it really should have been Amar Yeshua. And it is referring to, as we know, as I said, that all the halachas of the Elder Adani, he begins with Amar Yeshua, that was his Messiah, and that's how he begins all the different halachas. And that was one of the halachas about women not being able to do Shechita. So it's a Tayyus HaTfus, and it really should say Aleph Streichel Yud, and the Bachar Zetzer at some point in time decided it's a mistake, and he made a Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and he caused the whole problem. Now, and Memela will come out like this, that the Mordechai and Tysus is the same thing. They're handling the same piece. Very good. Now, Kedarka Bekoidish of all this, a lot of people say it. Sometimes they said their own. Maybe they didn't know Reifman. The Mashal Reuven Margolis suggested himself. The Tarei Tumimit suggested. Now, Reifman was so convinced that he was the one who came up with this, and in a letter he told the Ritz Chaim's son, yeah, Gretz brings it down, knew about it because of me. Well, okay, fine. Whether Gretz brings it down or not because of him, I have no idea. I did not have a chance to check it up. But what I did find is that the earlier than him, the Radal says also, as a Davar Pasha, while he's handling something else, he says about the chain behilchos shkita shel elder adoni shehu hilchos aleph yud sheskira toisvis v'shar perushim reish chulin, that's what the reish aleph, the aleph yud, is referring to elder adoni. Okay, so now what's going on is now, so does he, what does that mean? Is he's also going with that that's Rosh HaTevis. Fine. So now in hilchos Rosh HaTevis, Professor Yaakov Spiegel has a ha'ara, which is that we don't find Rosh HaTevis. Rosh HaTevis, the idea is it should be easy for people to understand. If you're going to use Rosh HaTevis and no one's going to be able to figure out what you mean, then it's not common. We don't use such a thing. So the Rosh HaTevis of Aleph Yud, that it should really mean Amar Yeshua and everything, it's very not common. There's no such... It's not common. Okay, normally Aleph Yud, that it means Eretz Yisrael, is very common. So therefore, someone would use an abbreviation, Aleph Yud, and it would mean that. But that Aleph Yud really means Amar Yeshua, when it's going to cause such great confusion, Rosh HaTevis would not done in such a format. Now you could ask, is that true or not true? Lamashal, the legendary Sefer Minchas Chinuch, which one of the things about the Sefer was always considered the incredible Rosh HaTevis until you figured out what was going on, until the whole Machon Yerushalayim edition came out many years ago, what a lot of people said, that's what it made it much more easy to read. Anyway, bottom line is, so it's not necessarily, so Spiegel is not so quick to accept this quote-unquote chap of Reifman and others about it. Okay. But there's even stronger support, and that is like this. There's an Arzarua. The Arzarua brings down. He says, Elder Adani, and then right afterwards he says, V'cheinim tzikatsa b'elchus Eretz Yisrael, with a Rosh HaTevis, Aleph Yud, the Nasham la'yishchud b'neisha da'itin kalis. We see that he's referring to two different chiburim, because he just got finished talking about Elder Adani, so he assumes you know that it's really Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, it really means Amar Yeshua, V'chein Kasab Hilchas Amar Yeshua. It sounds like that there were two Chiburim, one Chibur was Elder Adani, and there was a Chibur Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, so far, that is the story, and Amir Tzashem, in the next episode, what I hope to do is to talk a little bit about what is going on in the Hilchus, in the Sefer Elder Adani, as far as Hilchus Shechita, and to see if we have any other possible solutions to the Tosfos, because what we're leaving off is, it's not so pashut, that at least in Tosfos, the Aleph Yud is Elder Adani, even though the statement is found in Elder Adani, and we'll even see reasons why it doesn't make sense that it is referring to it. Strong evidence that it's not even referring to the Chibur of Elder Adani, at least as far as Tosfos is concerned. Mordechai is not, we can't get out of it. Mordechai says Elder Adani. So what's Pshat the Mordechai, we'll also have to see. And then after that, I hope to discuss more about Richos, the actual sugya. What's Pshat, what's the story about women? Could they do Shechita or not? Okay, thank you.